And good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here in a very chilly studio. Bundled up a little bit here. I've got Dee McKee, Pottawatomie County Commission Chair, joining us here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks
and,
for the invite.
And I've also got Public Works Director Peter Clark. Thanks for being here.
It is a pleasure every time.
We always enjoy having you guys in here. I know it was a busy meeting for you yesterday, and we're going to kind of start there first. A lot of topics here to get to, including do you want to give a brief summary first, Dee?
Well, it's the start of the year, and we have a new commissioner by the change and so on. And this is the time when we look at long-range planning through the year toward the budget. And we have a lot of things that are in process that we're reviewing. And we had the different departments make their reports. One of them is having Lois Slagle, who is our appraiser and has been very effective for 23 years, I think. She's given us a resignation due the middle of the year, so talk about new employee to replace her very important position and the challenge that we have with appraisals across the state. And Lois is very quick to point out that the state would like to make all of the appraisers state employees, and they have no political, they don't need to be elected by politics because that tends to pressure them to react to some people who would come in. As it is, they work independently under the county commissions, have for years, and taking them to the state does not, for any of the commissioners who met last week, make sense. So we had her little discussion and information about hiring. The rest of the reports were department heads, and Peter's was probably the largest in terms of time, but we did cover new equipment that's being put out, the new trucks that will be coming into all the stations, and airbags for the volunteer fire department. We try to keep their equipment up to standard, and we would tell anybody out there in the need of counties and service, if you're interested, being a volunteer fire department person is welcomed, and it does have some benefits tied to it as if they serve for time. All right, but I'll let Peter talk for a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, Peter had a lot of stuff yesterday.
Yeah, we had three main topics we were covering. One's our fleet maintenance building. We opened bids for that 2 weeks ago. And tied to that is a discussion with the city of Westmoreland about Campbell Street. We also talked about US 24 and Green Valley Road, and then the third one was about motor graders. So on the fleet maintenance facility, we've been planning and designing a fleet maintenance facility for a little over a year, planning for that to replace our current shop, which it was built in the 1930s by the Civil Conservation Corps. And we received bids. We had great bids. I had six total bidders, and the lowest bid was from Schultz Construction for $1.13 million. And that was the base bid. And that's about $340,000 less than what we had estimated for the construction. We went back to staff and talked to them about what to consider as some of the alternates, because there were 10 different alternates in the bidding process, things we could add or deduct from the project. One of the biggest things they wanted us to consider and take to the commission, which we did, was to widen the building from 80 feet wide to 100 feet wide to be able to accommodate the large vehicles that we do maintenance on. Be able to get two of them stacked in there while they're doing work, or have a full semi be able to pull in with its trailer and be able to detach it indoors. It does not happen very often, but it would, with the expanded building, allow us to do that. Now, we estimate that addition to the project would probably cost an additional $250,000. So we brought that to the commission. We started the discussion, but it has been tabled, so we can do a little bit more internal research and come back and talk about it again on Monday. So it has not yet been awarded, and some of the alternates have not yet been ironed out, but we expect to have that award made and iron out all the different alternatives that are at our disposal on Monday. So we're pretty excited.
And I would say that I went with Peter and some of the Road and Bridge staff to take a tour of different buildings. We have looked across elegant and functional, and we're probably stopping wanting to make it really functional, but not necessarily a brick and fancy kind of building. And the bid at that price of $1.5 million is kind of in the ballpark, right? At whatever we do, that's for serving machinery all that serve the entire county. We have a county unit road system, and we have service for other departments when appropriate. And I think we're pretty reasonable in having this discussion with them, because I've seen some bids or suggested prices over on other in other counties, and they are four times what we're talking about.
Yeah, we definitely go for functional when we're building our construction projects, trying to find the best value we can. And I think we will get a really great value in the end of that discussion when we make that award and start construction on that building. Ideally, we'd break ground probably March or April, somewhere in that time frame after we iron out what we want to put into the project and then actually execute a contract, which will probably be at the end of February. And then it takes a little bit of time to turn around and start moving dirt. But we're very excited about the process. Staff has been eagerly anticipating the new facility and the difference it's going to make in our ability to do work on our equipment, which does all the work for the county out on the roads.
We were talking before the show, that's going to be Westmoreland, and that's probably a good location for it to be here so you can serve the county in a centralized location.
Yep. Westmoreland is the most central location we have in the county, and it makes sense because we can get to virtually anywhere in the county from that location. And that's what brought up the discussion about Campbell Street with the city of Westmoreland, is that Campbell Street is a connection between K-99 and Westmoreland Road, which is one of our collector roads that goes east-west out to K-13. That road goes through the city of Westmoreland. It's about a little less than 3,000 feet that goes through the city, and the county vehicles use it quite a bit, especially our large dump trucks, our motor graders. Other heavy equipment goes in and out of that, out of our yard, using Campbell Street, both east and west. And the city had requested that, in considering our fleet facility, that we also consider making improvements to Campbell Street. And we've been in a negotiation on how to split those costs. We're looking at some improvements that would make a dramatic difference in making that road sustainable with a stronger base and some new paving on top. But it's just been a debate about how much to split that cost, whether it should be 50-50 or 75-25. And I think the latest offer that the county commission settled on is that we would like to split that cost one-third, two-thirds, but that going forward that the city of Westmoreland would take 100% of the maintenance costs going into the future. So we'll see how that shakes out when we go back to talk to the city of Westmoreland on February 13th and see how they receive that counterproposal.
All right. Did you have some?
No, we have worked with other cities to help make access roads and so on. So this is not unusual for our conversation. It's good to work with the cities that we have. We have about 10 cities in our county, which is different than a lot of places. They're small and they each have their own newspaper and own contacts and central services, and so it takes a lot of time to be a commissioner in the county and try and answer the issues that we want to do with that. There's been some work with Emmett recently, and we do let all the cities get in on our bid for asphalt if they want to, so that they can have, we'll just put our person on the roads that they want to do. So collaboration over there is very important. It's important every place, I guess.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and another topic here that was discussed yesterday is the Highway 24 Green Valley Road project. You're a little bit closer to doing the improvements there, as I understand.
Oh yeah, I have a number of projects it's taken time to creep closer and closer to getting into construction. Elm Slough is one we've talked about for a long time, and Green Valley Road. I've been here talking about Green Valley Road and Highway 24
since I got here.
Since early 2016 when we first got the grant from KDOT. It's taken a while to get to this point. We had to engage in a condemnation process to obtain a driveway that we needed to remove off of Highway 24 and put onto one of the side roads. And that was the last hurdle. We received the legal authority through the courts to do that. And that was the last domino, I guess, to fall in order for us to receive the clearance from KDOT to proceed towards construction. So right now we're looking at a March 9th bid opening for the Green Valley Road and Highway 24 project. The County Commission signed off on the clearance form. I sent that to KDOT yesterday, so we're going to get permission hopefully very shortly to have that bid opening happen. Then we'll receive bids and we'll go to construction. Part of the process of dealing with some of the modifications we made in the last couple months to the design due to the last little bit of right-of-way negotiation has caused us a little bit extra engineering cost than what we originally anticipated. And we discussed that yesterday, an additional about $64,800 that were in engineering costs that were incurred because we had to get through the negotiation on right-of-way. And we're also needing to look at some construction inspection services. The county has three inspectors. We have a lead project coordinator who's also a working inspector, and then two other inspectors underneath him. And we use them to inspect various projects. And we have a number of projects that are already engaged right now in the county, between subdivision work, bridges that are in construction, and some other utility projects. So we have our engineers, our inspectors engaged right now. In order to be able to do the Green Valley and 24 project, we're going to probably need some extra hands. So we looked at contracting that. And the supplemental agreement we proposed was $375,000 for 70 weeks of construction inspection, because that project on Green Valley Road will take, you know, a little bit over a year to complete. With that said, we had some feelings about that number among the commission. They want us to look at some alternatives and bring that back for them to review next week. So we'll be discussing that again, because no formal action was taken besides moving towards the bid opening on Green Valley Road. The engineering and the inspection, we did not make any action on those, and we'll discuss them again this coming Monday. And just as a plug, because we're moving to bid on the Green Valley Road and Highway 24 project, we're going to shortly after that, I think the week after, I'm going to ask the commission this next Monday, for the week after, which is March 16th, ask for a bid opening on the US 24 and Crown C project, which is right down the road. We want those two projects to be happening at the same time. There's two separate contracts. We may get the same contractor to do both, but it'll be dependent on the two different bid openings. But we want to have the coordination of the traffic control on Highway 24 be well done, so that we have the least amount of impact on the drivers on Highway 24 as possible. It's going to be a bear. There's no way around. I'm not going to, you know, try to mince words. It's going to, you know, when we're doing work on 24 and there's a lane closed in one direction or the other, it will cause a long backup. There's a lot of traffic on 24, especially during those peak traffic hours in the AM and PM.
We would encourage people to think ahead about whether they can shift their schedule or make it so that, you know, earlier, later, arrival times or other things that might work for them. If we can talk some more about that sometime, but some in Wamego can take Zinedale Road and come on the outside. That's the only other true access, and maybe the people out of Westmoreland coming in on 13, but it will be difficult.
Yeah, and it won't be the entire project. There'll be sections of the project, because it's going to be about 14 months of construction. Not the entire time we won't have work on Highway 24. There will be lane closures, for like a month or 2 months at a time. It won't be immediately either, because I think we'll probably start on the frontage road construction first, which will be off of Highway 24. But there will probably be a part of the summer and into the fall where we'll have lane closures. We'll try to do our best to make sure we don't have those last throughout the entire winter, because it's hard enough to do things during the wintertime, let alone put lane closures on 24. That would be pretty tough. But we're asking for everyone's patience, and it'll be a lot better when we're done. It's going to be a great project, and it'll definitely be able to move a lot more traffic through that intersection when we're done.
All right. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back and continue our conversation here with Peter Clark and Dee McKee here from Pottawatomie County. You're listening to In Focus.